Consumer confidence in New York is on the rise, according to a survey released Thursday.
A vote to cut taxes is a vote to put America first again. We want to do that. We want to put America first again.
We just have a stronger overall national economy and a stronger economy here in New York than we did, if you're looking certainly back 7, 8, 9 years ago. People simply feel better.
The Dow hit another all-time high Thursday, crossing 25,000. The same day, Siena College Research Institute Director Don Levy reported its index of consumer sentiment remains strong.
The point at which optimism and pessimism are balanced is a index number of approximately 75. So anytime we're above 75, that indicates that there is greater optimism in the marketplace than there is pessimism.
Sentiment in the fourth quarter of 2017 stands at 92.3, up 2.1 points. New Yorkers feel they are well off for now.
At the depth of the recession, we used to get single digits, somewhere in the neighborhood of 7, 8, 9% of people who said they were better off, and as many as 70% who said they were worse off. Today, we get nearly half of people that say, I'm better off than I was just 6 months ago, and only about a quarter who say they're worse. So it's an entirely different collective view as to how everyday families, the people that you and I know and work with, the people that we see at the grocery store, the people that we drive by on the Northway, how they feel about the economy.
Levy says national affairs have had an effect on consumers. The survey shows current sentiment higher than future sentiment.
So what does that tell us? It tells us a little bit that perhaps some of the national events are worrying people. They're still feeling good, but they're a little bit more satisfied economically today than they are concerned about what could happen. And that could be effects of the tax plan. That could be North Korea. So political events are now sort of drawing down future sentiment just a little bit.
Levy notes that consumer buying plans for big-ticket items, such as new vehicles and homes, were up in the fourth quarter of 2017.
They're all up about 20 to 45% from where the average intent to buy those items was the 2 years prior. Those are big numbers. If you just simply look at furniture and you say, well, what percentage of New Yorkers plan to buy furniture over the next 6 months that's valued at least $500? Right now, that number is 27%. The average 2 years ago was 22%. So that indicates that 5% more of New Yorkers, so multiply 5% times 10 million New York households. That's the increase in the number of households who tell us they intend to go out there and make a furniture purchase. So it's a dramatic increase in the amount of economic vibrancy that we're going to experience, and also simultaneously an indicator that 5% more people feel well enough about their economic situation that they're going to make that particular purchase over the next 6 months.
There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.